Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. Today is an amazing story that takes place in Fiji. Fiji is an island country in the middle of the South Pacific, probably very far away from where most of you live. So, quite often, young Bacharim from Lubavitch, from Chabad, go out to visit places where there are no rabbis, no shuls, no synagogues, and they look for Jewish people. And sure enough, in the island country of Fiji, this was the situation. But there were Jews there. It's a beautiful spot. It's an amazing, wonderful, natural place. And many people move there just to enjoy the beauty and the serenity and the peacefulness. So two students went and they met as many Jews as they could. And one of the people that they heard about was a man named Peter. So they looked him up and Peter said, yes, he'd be happy to meet with them. He was about 60 years old. He was born in England. He had a Jewish mother and not a Jewish father. And he never learned anything about Judaism. And they sat and talked for quite a while. It was the evening. So tefillin were never mentioned. The next day, Peter called the young Bacharim again and asked, can I please meet with you another time? They said, sure. This time it was during the day. So Peter put on tefillin. He said he had never worn tefillin before. He didn't know what they were. But, he said after he put on the tefillin, I have never felt so good in my life as just now when I put on the tefillin. Again, before the Bacharim left Fiji, Peter called and asked if he can meet them another time. So they said, sure, we'll meet again before we leave. So during this third meeting, again, Peter put on tefillin. And he said towards the end of the meeting, you're probably wondering why I keep calling you to meet with you and put on tefillin. I'll tell you why. Some time ago, I was lying on the beach at my waterfront estate on another island nearby, and it was very peaceful, like usual. But all of a sudden, I saw some kind of a bright light, and I heard voices calling my name. At first, I thought, this is silly. This is just my imagination. But the next day, the same thing happened. So I felt, Peter said, that this was a call from heaven, from God, that he wants me to do something more spiritual, more Jewish. But I never received any Jewish education, so I had no idea what I should do. And then finally, a few days ago, you contacted me. So I thought, aha, this is my opening. Now I can do things that are more Jewish. And in fact, when I first put on the tefillin, like I told you, it was the most happy, content experience I ever had in my life. Of course, the Bacharim were amazed to hear this story, but they had to leave. So they gave him some literature, some brochures. And as Peter was looking at the brochures, he saw a picture of the Rebbe. He said, wait, do you know who this person is? Sure, the Bacharim answered and explained that they were shluchim of the Rebbe. They were emissaries sent by the Rebbe for this very purpose of coming to the island of Fiji and to meet Jews like him. Amazing, Peter said. I'll tell you why. Because recently I visited a Japanese businessman that I know here in Fiji, and behind his desk was a large picture of the Rebbe, of this same rabbi. So I asked him, who is that? And my Japanese friend said, well, he had been in New York many years ago. And while he was in New York, someone told him he should visit the Rebbe. And so he did. And the Rebbe gave him a dollar, a very special dollar from the Rebbe. And then my friend told me, look, you are Jewish. You should have this dollar. And he took the dollar out of his drawer and he gave it to me, this special dollar. Peter then said, listen, in the last few days, I've had these different events. First of all, I hear voices from heaven and see this bright light. And the voices of heaven are calling my name. Then, a few days later, I get a dollar from the Rebbe. given to me by my businessman friend. And now I'm being visited by the Rebbe's own students. This is amazing. Right then and there, Peter made a achlata, made a good decision to purchase his own pair of tefillin and make a daily habit of putting on tefillin. And this way, starting every day with a connection to Hashem through davening and through doing a mitzvah. So, of course, this story has more to it. I don't know the rest of the story, but we see how every Jewish person, no matter how far away they are from Torah and mitzvahs, can come close, even in a short time. But even if there's one mitzvah that they do, that's very, very important. And therefore, now, when the Jewish people are in a crisis and there's a war, it's important for us to try to reach out and find Jewish people that don't know about tefillin or don't put on tefillin regularly, don't have a mezuzah or don't have all the mezuzahs they should have on their home. They don't light Shabbos candles or they don't light Shabbos candles regularly. This will certainly help them and us and all Jewish people, especially the Jewish people living in Eretz Yisrael who are now in the middle of a major war. In fact, Torah tells us halachas of war. The Rambam has a whole section called Hilchos Melachim U'Milchoseihem, and in some versions it says U'Mashiach, Melech Mashiach. But here there are many detailed laws about how Jewish people are supposed to fight a war. And one of the most important points for every soldier is not to be afraid, but to trust Hashem, of course, to be well-trained and to fight as well as possible. But the Rambam emphasizes the great importance of trusting in Hashem and realizing that this war to protect Israel from its enemies is a war of a mitzvah, a mechamas mitzvah. And therefore, if the person will put their trust in Hashem completely and, of course, fight with all their might, the Rambam says that he will be protected. But we can also add to his protection with our learning of the Torah and our doing of mitzvahs, all mitzvahs, but especially these mitzvahs that are connected with protection of the Jewish people. Thank you very much for all of your contributions of mitzvahs and learning Torah and helping other people to increase in their mitzvahs. And I'm sure this will lead to very good news. May we hear only good news, and may we have a successful and quick completion of the war in which we finish the goal of getting rid of all our enemies. They should no longer threaten the peace, and this will help us to come to the time of Mashiach. May it happen immediately. Thank you so much for joining Jewish Stories and More.